Chapter 18.
How will we return, Master?
Cersei asked as she looked at the decaying bodies, the burned serpents, and the blood-toned sky.
We can shadowport back,
Vanessa remarked with her chin raised.
Now that the Holy Kingdom is no longer a part of Samara's power, and the barrier is down, we can use our magic to travel back to Scholomance. It shouldn't be a problem. Are you ready to return to your roots, Samara?
Akira asked in a surprisingly kind voice.
I'm not sure.
The golden-haired woman responded as she stared at all the women. Her face was blank, and for a moment she looked like a lost little girl.
It's been a very, very long time, and I've spilt so much of your blood since then. Well, now that you've decided to return to the right side, you will be welcomed back because of our master's mercy. I know it's difficult, but try not to worry too much about your past transgressions. But your students have died because of me. Will I truly be accepted? If you'd rather kill me, I'd ask you to do it now. I don't want to go through a trial just to be burned at the stake. We're not going to kill you, and students die all the time,
Nyx said with a slightly forced shrug.
I mean, for hell's sake, you can die from being late to class, so I'm sure they will get over the idea quickly. Besides, if you're going to be a part of Cole's coven, the entire academy will not only accept you, but also give you the utmost respect. Cole is the most powerful witch behind Scholomance's walls. No one dares to question his supremacy nor his decisions. Believe me, I've tried. I can finally see why,
the beautiful woman replied before she fixed her ocean-hued eyes upon me.
I just wish Satan it hadn't taken me this long to see the truth. I feel like I've wasted so many years following and believing a lie. The lie that the Elder Lord truly cared for me. In all the blood I've spilled, there's no way for me to take it back.
That doesn't matter now, I reassured her, and when I placed a hand on her shoulder, I could feel her body tense up. We have all three artifacts now, and I will enact the spell to make you one of mine. You'll be under my unholy protection, and once unholy magic flows through you, you'll be feeling much better, I guarantee it.
Well, with that being said, let's make that happen, shall we? Everyone, please gather around in a circle and join hands. Quickly now. Satan only knows what's going to happen to this blood-soaked kingdom now.
We quickly did as the professor asked, and when Samara's hand touched mine, I could feel her unstable energy slide up my body. She was an ocean of emotions, and I sensed her fear, confusion, and curiosity as if it were my own. She knew I could sense her aura, and when she looked at me, a small smile crept across her face before she lowered her eyes. I knew she was embarrassed about her behavior, but soon she'd forget all about it. Once she was officially mine, and I was pumping my seed deep into her beautiful body. The familiars gathered around us, and when everyone was in tight formation, Vanessa closed her eyes and uttered a familiar spell I'd been longing to hear for quite some time now.
Hosperere Imperio!
Suddenly, we were all wrapped up in a thick cloud of purple smoke, and in seconds, I could feel my sore body twisting and turning through space and time. It took several minutes, and when the dizzying sensation came to a sudden stop, I took in a deep breath and looked all around me. At first, my vision was blurred, but when everything came back to life, I realized we were back in the banquet hall of our beloved Scholomance Academy. It wasn't empty, though. Every single table was adorned with various plates of food, multiple pitchers of wine, and burning candelabras. We stood in the middle of the grand hall, and when I looked around, I saw all the students were seated at their respective tables. Then their eyes fell upon us, and thunderous applause rang through the grand hall as a chorus of whistles and cheers filled the air. My heart hammered and swelled with pride as I looked at the vast ocean of witches, and when my gaze fixated on the professor's table, my smile widened even more. Each professor was on their feet and clapping for us with the proudest smiles on their faces. Music was playing from the ghost orchestra, and a fire was burning from the candle chandelier hanging above us. The room was warm, and it smelled of delicious food, mingled with the scent of perfume and roses. Then my eyes fell upon the headmistress, and I studied her from head to toe. I had missed her dearly, and I didn't even realize just how much until I looked upon her gorgeous face and slender form. She was dressed in a lovely but simple black velvet gown with pearl buttons and a low-cut neckline. She wore a gold necklace with an emerald gem and matching earrings, and her long dark hair was loose, which was rare for her. Her pale blue eyes shimmered with joy and pride when she looked at me, and then at her daughter, and she lifted her arms high in the air.
"Congratulations!"
Her voice boomed from across the hall.
"We finally have our students back, and they have the third and final relic among them. Not to mention two new powerful additions to our academy!"
The applause grew louder, and when I looked at my women, they were all smiling and glowing with pride. Blushes crept across some of their faces, but others wore a proud smirk or a demure smile. The familiars hovered around us, and when Alexander perched himself on my shoulder, his talons gently dug into my skin as his voice slipped into my head.
"Well done, Curl! You did it!"
"Thanks, man. I couldn't have done it without you, though."
Yeah, you could. But I'll admit, I did make it easier for you at times."
"You really did," I answered as the clapping slowly died down, and everyone was silent and waiting for the headmistress's next words.
"If you don't mind, Cole,"
Theodora said before she gracefully lifted her hand in the air.
"I'll be taking that."
I followed her gaze, and I realized she was referring to the silver crown in my hand. My iron-like fingers were white-knuckled around the artifact, but I nodded in Theodora's direction, and she snapped her fingers. The relic quickly left my tight grasp, floated over to the headmistress, and hovered inches away from her face. Then she snapped her fingers again, and this time the crown thinned into nothingness and disappeared from view. I breathed a sigh of relief when it was gone, and it felt like a huge weight was lifted from my shoulders.
"Now,"
Professor Luna said in a sing-song voice before she stood up and gestured at the food. The pale-haired professor wore a long silver gown with white feathers on the hem and matching earrings.
"Please sit down and enjoy every morsel and drop of wine in front of you. You certainly deserve it."
I nodded in the pale blonde professor's direction, and her smile broadened before she raised her goblet in the air and then took a deep sip. In fact, it looked like she drank the entire helping in one go.
"Still as strange as ever."
Akira snickered behind me. And without even turning around, I could feel Morgana nudging her in the ribs. Everyone continued to cheer, and as their eyes focused solely on us, a part of me still couldn't believe we were back. Like the women had said earlier, it really did feel like a dream come true.
"Enjoy yourself, Cole,"
Alexander said in my head.
"We'll leave you to it."
"Thanks, man." I smiled before the familiars flew, slithered, or crawled out of the hall. There was a table with just enough empty seats for our group behind us, and when I sat down, the women's clothes and hairstyles immediately changed, as did mine. When I looked down, I saw I was dressed in a deep blue velvet suit, and every inch of my body felt clean and rejuvenated.
"Wow!"
Akira said, as she studied her black and purple corset gown, and then the wine and food.
"This looks incredible! How did Theodora know we were on our way?"
Circe asked, and she was dressed in a rose-pink gown with a square neckline and a black diamond choker.
"Everything was already prepared. We could have been dead for all she knew. She sensed our victory from me,"
Vanessa explained, and her cheeks were so flushed it matched the body-clinging red gown she wore.
"We all know how fast she works. I just wish she remembered that technically I belong at their table, not yours, no offense. None taken, Professor,"
Morgana said as she chewed on her lower lip, and she looked down at her deep green gown with a low front cut that was trimmed with black lace.
I still can't believe we're back at school. It almost doesn't feel real. I know,"
Penelope added, and she smiled as she looked down at her bright gold gown.
"It's a beautiful nightmare come true. Thanks to our master, of course."
"We all had a part to play," I said as I looked at each beautiful woman. "Thanks to all of you, we're safely and successfully back." The women blushed and muttered their agreements, and then we all started to eat and drink. My plate was filled with mashed pumpkin, roasted quail, grilled leprechaun, baked spiced bread, and fresh exotic greens. And my goblet was filled to the brim with black wine. When I ate and drank, the spices tingled my taste buds and sent a pleasant shiver through my body. And I still couldn't believe we were back home eating a proper dinner and celebrating with the other students. My women barely spoke as we devoured our meals, and serene music continued to play in the background. As I chewed on my food, I couldn't help but notice how awkward Samara looked in her periwinkle blue dress. She was an unholy vision dressed to perfection, but still there was a slight frown etched on her lips as she played with her food. I stared discreetly at her, and when I met her gorgeous ocean-colored eyes, she forced herself to smile, even though she could feel the other students' unwavering eyes on her. I knew Samara felt uncomfortable, and now that things were different, I wanted to make her feel as relaxed as possible. "It's all right, Samara," I said before I placed my hand on hers. "You'll officially be one of us soon. And by then, I promise, you'll feel more at home."
"Oh, you'll feel a lot more than that,"
Akira said with a sexy wink. And it seemed like the usually caustic witch was coming to terms with our coven's soon-to-be new addition.
"Trust me, you won't be able to walk properly by tomorrow morning, dear Satan."
Vanessa grunted under her breath before she shook her head.
"Just another reason why I'd prefer the other table. The classes start tomorrow,"
Revna asked, and she could barely mask the excitement in her voice.
"Should I bring anything with me? Just your wand?"
Faye said, before she turned to look at Samara.
"Are you also excited about joining classes? Or will you even be joining? I don't know,"
Samara said in a trembling voice.
"I think I am."
"Just try to relax, Samara," I said, before I reached over to grab her soft hand. "It will be all right. We'll figure it all out tomorrow." The former elder's rosy lips curled into a demure smile before she nodded and stared intently at me. As my hand touched hers, I could feel her energy shift, like she was suddenly itching for something. It took me a moment, but I quickly recognized what she was longing for. The golden-haired beauty looked at me the way my women stared at me when I was about to plunge my cock deep inside them. Her lids were half hooded, her cheeks burned with desire, and her breathing was deep and labored. I could smell her arousal from across the table, and it made my blood rush to my cock as I stared long and hard at her. Still, I forced myself to momentarily set my animalistic urges aside and focus on the banquet set for us in celebration of our return. It was difficult to concentrate on anything, but I managed to maintain self-control until the music came to a slow stop.
"Attention, students!"
Theodora's commanding voice echoed through the hallway.
"I think it's time we send our champions off to bed. Tomorrow, a new day will begin and a new fight will ensue. But for now, rest well and let your minds be at ease."
The students and professors all muttered their agreements and began to leave the room in an organized order. When there was barely anyone left in the hall, I stood up with my women and Vanessa. But as soon as I got to my feet, Theodora's voice cut through the air like glass.
"Akko, would you please stay behind for a moment? I'd like a private word with you and Samara."
"Of course," I said, and when I looked at the other women, their eyes were filled with exhaustion. "Go to bed. That's a direct order. We'll reconnect in the morning right before class."
"Are you certain, Master?"
Marina asked with an arched purple eyebrow. "Yes," I replied without hesitation. "You all deserve a full night of sleep. If one of you could share a bed with Revna, I would appreciate it. I'll create rooms for her and Samara tomorrow." It pained me a little to send the women off to their own private quarters, but as much as they were thirsting for my cock, tonight belonged to Samara. I would spend the entire night making her mine, and for her first time, I knew she would prefer to be alone.
"Thank you, Master."
The women responded in unison before they turned around and headed for the door. Vanessa lingered behind, and before she looked at me, she stared down at her hands and clumsily fumbled with her fingers. She sighed deeply when her eyes met mine, and it looked like whatever she wanted to say, it was painful for her.
"Cole, before I leave, I'd like to say it's been good to fight by your side. You fought incredibly and never faltered, even when moments were at their direst.
Thank you, Professor. I smiled, as did you. We would have never survived the journey without you by our side.
Well, now with that out of the way, I'll see you in class tomorrow morning. Don't be late.
Good night, Vanessa. The professor took a moment to look at me, and for a second there I thought she was going to say something. But instead, she simply shook her head, lifted her skirt, and swiftly left the grand hall. Then I turned to face Theodora, and she flashed me a small smile before she stared at Samara.
Welcome.
She purred with a small nod.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking me in, considering my past sins.
We try to give second chances when we see potential. And Cole argued for your potential. Just be sure to not take it for granted, Miss Samara.
I vow not to.
Is this what you wanted, Headmistress? I asked before I dug into my waistband and pulled out the second artifact.
No.
Theodora responded as she shook her head.
You'll be needing that shortly. All I wanted to say was how grateful I am to see you back. Tomorrow we will have a long talk, but for now, please enjoy your night. Both of you.
Thank you. I nodded. Sleep well, Headmistress. I guided Samara by the small of her back out of the hall, and we walked in silence all the way up to the common room. I pushed the painting back and stepped past the threshold, and Samara took a moment to study the living room, the fireplace where the familiars slept, and the two stairwells.
This all belongs to you?
Yes, I replied, and all I wanted to do was take her to my bedroom. Well, it belongs to all my women as well. Soon it will also be yours.
Speaking of possessions, are you going to make me yours?
Samara asked before she slowly turned around and looked deeply into my eyes.
Because I want to belong to you. Tonight.
Follow me then, I whispered, and all I wanted to do was rip her clothes off right there, but I maintained self-control. Your wish will be granted soon enough. I headed upstairs to my bedroom and opened the door, and I breathed with satisfaction as I stared upon the red satin-covered bed, the dark walls, and the fire sparking in the hearth. I glanced back at Samara and saw she was staring at every inch of the bedroom, but when she caught me looking at her, she gasped, quickly bowed, and then got down to her knees.
Cole, I'm ready to become yours.
I grinned and placed a finger under her chin. And then I raised her face to meet mine. The unusual color of her eyes had shifted again, and when she stared up at me, I could feel every nerve tingle with desire. Very well, I said, and with the other hand I reached into my waistband and pulled out her former holy dagger. Hold still. Samara didn't even flinch when I pressed the blade against her skin and cut deeply across her collarbone. Her eyes never left mine as her flesh parted open and thick tears of blood ruined her blue gown. Without breaking eye contact, I swiped the drops of blood from her skin and began to draw the unholy pentagram on the floor. Samara didn't question me as I silently worked, and when I was done, I placed the dagger on my desk and returned to Samara, who was still on her knees. Crawl to the center of the pentagram. Then we can begin, but you must remain as still as possible. Samara wasted no time before she dutifully crawled over to the unholy symbol, and when she was ready for me, I took a deep breath and then raised my hands into the air. Immediately I felt a secular presence sift all around me, like an invisible curtain grazing my skin. Satan's power flowed through my veins like a sweltering river, and my heart pounded with the intense, unholy manifestation. I knew his presence was here in this room with us, and as I stared down at the former goddess, I could feel it growing like a dark cloud above my head. Then, when all his power was mine to control, I began the unholy chant to make Samara a part of my wicked and undying coven. Voca et tenebras petere quod sit conjunctio fiat, et anima per sanguinem. I echoed, and a sudden, sharp wind flowed through the bedroom and sent a pleasant shiver down my spine. Ae mulieris, serve meus, et me invite mea voluntate parer. Now, close your eyes and repeat after me. You are done with the Elder Lord, and are mine for all eternity.
I am finished with the Elder Lord and his magic,
Samara said in a loud whisper as she closed her eyes.
Now I am yours. I'm yours to command for all eternity, Cole. And soon I shall call you Master.
A small smile formed at the corners of my lips as her breathing grew shallow and quick. I knew she was accepting both my power and the Dark Lord's energy at the same time, all while exhaling her holy devotion. I could see that it took a toll on her, but she remained as still as possible. Now, in the ancient, unholy tongue, say you will serve me for all eternity. It took her a long moment, but her lashes fluttered, and I could see her eyeballs darting back and forth underneath her eyelids. Then she sucked in a sharp breath of air, and her breasts heaved up and down before she spoke in another low whisper.
See, audierent et observa ferent.
Louder! We need hell to hear you. The unholy spirits need to know you've changed for the better.
See, audierent et observa ferent illum secut animum meum in dominum.
The stunning golden-haired woman replied in a louder and more confident voice, and suddenly the walls began to quake and the floorboards were jiggling. A surge of strength coursed through me as soon as the words left her lips, and the wind instantly grew colder. When I studied Samara's perfect features, a part of me almost didn't believe she was now bent to my will. But I had to set that notion aside and commit to the reality that she was now becoming mine. I prepared to finish the pact, and blood coursed south as I thought of her naked and underneath me. I couldn't wait for the spell to be complete.
Et nos inviam diabolum malum,
I bellowed, and I raised my hands even higher into the air.
Nos gratias ago vos omnem virum robustum.
Samara didn't even flinch as the room grew darker and ice cold. She remained as still as a statue, and blood continued to trickle down her collarbone and stain her gown. As I finished the spell, the wind grew stronger and fiercer, but her full lips didn't quiver, and no matter how hard the wind brushed back her long hair, she didn't move an inch. Finally, when everything came to a cold stop and all was still, I knew the spell had been completed. I command you to stand up, now. Samara's eyes instantly fluttered open, and when her ocean-hued gaze stared up at me, I could see her newfound adoration and devotion. Then she got to her feet, and her lips parted open as she slowly smiled.
It worked, Master.
She breathed in amazement, and she took a step closer to me.
I can feel you. Your will, your ambition, your power. It is more magnificent than the Elder Lord could ever hope to be. Master, what would you have me do first?
I want you to undress, I commanded as I looked down at her. Then get back down on your knees and wait for my next command.
Yes, Master.
The former elder goddess sighed in a dreamlike voice. I watched with the utmost satisfaction as she obeyed my order and began to tug the blue, blood-stained gown off her shoulders. When the fabric slipped over her slender body, I exhaled sharply, and blood coursed south as I studied every inch of her perfect naked body. Her nipples were already swollen with desire, and her breasts were full as they bounced with every shaky breath she took. A small smile crept across my face as she slowly crept down and bent her knees, and when she was positioned exactly how I wanted, I tossed off my blazer and began to unbutton my shirt. Samara stared at my broad chest, and then she eagerly reached for my belt. I said as I clicked my tongue. Be patient.
I'm sorry, Master.
Samara muttered as a deep blush crept across her face, and she dropped her hands back into her lap.
I just can't wait to see you. I want all of you.
As I said, you'll have to be patient. I reminded her before my hands slowly made their way to my pants. Just like I've been.
Yes, Master. I will do whatever you ask of me.
Good. I said before I unclasped my button and slid my pants down. And when my erect cock sprung to view, it made her shimmering eyes go as wide as dinner plates. Now, I want you to take a taste. You deserve it. But remember, you must obey every direct order.
I promise.
She said, before she glanced up at me and licked her lips.
I will listen to every word and obey every command.
Then begin slowly. I neared her mouth, and when she was close enough, she gently grasped my rigid member with her smooth hands and licked my cock from tip to balls. I shuddered with immense pleasure as she ran her tongue all along my length, and her wet touch felt like pure ecstasy. I grunted and tossed my head back as she grew more eager, and when she wrapped her full lips around my dick and took me all the way in, I slowly began to buck my hips and fuck her wanting mouth. She groaned as I rocked back and forth. Oh, that's it. I grunted before I grabbed her thick golden locks and sped up my movements. Take me all the way inside. I know you can go deeper than that. Samara's eyes watered with desire as she stared up at me, and her face was red as she swirled her tongue in expert motions around my cock. The gorgeous former goddess wriggled her head all the way down to my balls and slurped against my length. Each time my tip grazed the back of her throat, she gently gagged, but that didn't deter her from taking me in deeper. Fuck! I groaned, and I could feel my eyes rolling into the back of my head as I slid deeper down her throat. My entire body was shot through with electricity, and my hips started to move faster and faster. When my head spun in furious circles and all my blood coursed south, I knew I was nearing an explosive threshold. So, as Samara moaned and slurped, I tightened my hold on her golden locks and fucked myself even deeper down her throat. She grunted as pre-cum dripped from the corner of her wet lips. Fuck, I'm going to come. And when I do, I want you to swallow every single drop. Don't waste anything, or I won't be pleased. In response, Samara slurped and hummed along my throbbing length and bobbed her head furiously back and forth. Then I bucked my hips like a jackhammer, and I threw my head back and released a bucket load of hot cream inside her mouth. Oh, Satan! I hissed as my cum flooded across her tongue in spurts. The former goddess gently gagged, but as I sprayed every drop of my cream deep inside her mouth, she drank it all like the obedient Wicca she was now. Then she gently pulled away from my slick cock until a popping sound echoed in the room. And if that wasn't enough, she ran her tongue all along my cock to just take one more taste. The beautiful Wiccan purred before she swiped her moist lips and licked her slender fingers.
That tasted absolutely amazing, Master. I long for more. Please, Master, don't let this be the end of our night together.
Not even close. I grinned like a hungry wolf. Tonight, I plan to take you in every way I can. Now, for your next command, I order you to climb onto the bed and spread your legs wide open for me. Don't be shy. I want to see everything.
Yes, Master.
Samara purred before she slowly stood up and strutted over toward the bed.
I vow to do whatever you please. My sole purpose now is to serve you and make up for my past sins.
And we'll start with that tonight. I growled with primal craving, and I could already feel myself growing hard again. I watched with hungry eyes as the perfectly sculpted beauty slowly crawled over to the bed and laid her vulnerable body before me. Then she placed her head upon the pillows and breathed heavily before she spread her lean legs wide open. Her bright pink folds were glistening with wild desire, and she slowly reached down toward her drenched pussy and was dangerously close to slipping a finger inside her hungry hole. "Stop!" I ordered, with authority ringing in my tone, and Samara pouted as the blood pact froze her in place.
"What's wrong, Master?"
she questioned in an innocent voice I'd never heard from her before.
"Do you not want me to pleasure myself?"
"No, not tonight. Tonight you are mine only."
"Then what would you have me do? Name it and it shall be done."
"Spread those legs even wider, and then use your hands to widen that pretty pussy of yours. I want to see deep inside you."
"As you wish, Master."
Samara agreed, and the hunger in her eyes intensified. I breathed heavily as the former goddess did exactly what she was told, and when I saw the silky pink folds already bright and swollen with craving, arousal whizzed through my body like a brewing storm. I knew I needed to have her body connected with mine, and soon. The weight was killing me, but the foreplay was also tantalizingly delicious. I finally inched closer to the bed as my cock became erect once more, and I took my time before I crawled toward her open legs. My eyes never left hers as I slowly placed my head in between her plush thighs and stuck my tongue deep inside her sweet insides. She moaned softly as I pleasured her in every way possible, and after I fucked her gently with my tongue, I nibbled and licked her sweet spot. My touch made her gasp in shock and pleasure, like her body was just struck with lightning, and the golden-haired witch jerked her body upward and squealed with desire as I flicked my tongue faster and harder against her clit.
"Master,"
she said, and the insides of her thighs were trembling.
"I've never felt anything like this before. Your touch feels like the most incredible feeling in all of the world, both holy and unholy. I don't think I'll ever be able to have enough. Please don't stop.
"Is that so?" I asked after I pulled away and looked at her with a smile. "Well, then if that's the case, get down on your hands and knees and offer yourself up to me."
"What are you going to do?"
she began, but then I reached over and placed a finger on her wet lips. "Don't ask questions," I grunted before I roughly pressed my mouth against hers. Samara moaned as our tongues snaked together, and I reached down to plunge my fingers deep inside her sopping pussy. Her body jerked as I began to fingerfuck her brains out, and her moans quickly grew louder. Her kiss became more demanding, too, as the sound of her wet pussy and my fingers sawing in and out of her folds echoed in the bedroom. Finally, we pulled away for air, and Samara squealed and tossed back her head. When I looked at her, her eyes were squeezed shut, and her lips were curled into an O. She was red-faced and too close to an orgasm, but I didn't want her to come unless it was on my terms, so I pulled out of her opening. When I was no longer inside her, she opened her eyes and stared at me with worship and wild longing.
"Oh, Master,"
she moaned before she bit down on her lip.
"What are you going to do to me? I can't wait."
"Then get on all fours, as I asked," I grunted, and by now I couldn't wait to slip deep inside her. "Don't make me tell you again, because if I have to, you won't receive my reward."
"I wouldn't be able to handle that,"
Samara pouted, but she quickly got to her knees and positioned herself as I asked.
"Like this, Master?"
"Exactly," I growled as I stared at her full ass and wet folds. "Now arch your back lower, and when I'm deep inside you, you may scream as loud as you want."
"Yes, Master,"
Samara said in a quivering voice, and I knew she was both nervous and eager for my full cock to penetrate her.
"I'm ready."
Before I slipped deep into her desperate tunnel, I batted my cock along her red-hot pussy, and each time I dared to slip my tip into her wet hole, she moaned and pleaded for more. "Do you want me?" I snarled before I grabbed the sides of her hips and dug my nails into her skin. Tell me how much you want me to fuck your newly restored Wicca brains out.
More than anything.
She squealed, and her hands were already bunching the sheets.
The spot between my legs is pulsating with desire, and if I can't have you, I won't know what to do. Please, I beg you to fuck me and make my body yours.
Who's your master? Who do you serve?
You, Cole.
She mewled as she writhed against the bed.
I live to serve you and our Dark Lord Satan. Take me, Master, please.
Very well. I chuckled before I slipped my cock deep inside her sopping opening. The two of us groaned with instant pleasure and blood-boiling satisfaction as I ventured deeper inside her. I wasted no time before I began to gently saw in and out of her silky tunnel, and with each thrust she moaned and tossed back her head. She gasped and groaned as I bucked my hips faster, and when my balls slapped against her skin, she gasped and screamed for more.
Oh, fuck!
The former elder goddess moaned with delight.
Satan, if I had known what it would feel like to be under your pact and touch, I would have succumbed myself too sooner.
Oh, yeah? I teased before I reached over and wrapped my hand around her throat. How does it feel to be under my total control? You know I can do whatever the hell I want with you.
I'd never felt anything so amazing before.
She stammered, and her body was beginning to rock wildly against mine.
Oh, I can't get enough. Oh, fuck, yes, just like that. Fuck, master.
Oh, to be honest, neither can I. Fuck, you feel so tight and hot.
Does my body please you, Master?
She asked as my grip around her throat tightened.
Yes, please, fuck me hard. I'm seeing stars. Fuck.
Do you want it rougher? I asked as sweat dripped down my brow. If so, you have to beg for it.
Yes.
She breathed through my tight grasp.
Oh, please, Master. Please, fuck me hard. I beg you. It'll be so good. Fuck the darkness back into my heart. Stay moving with your unholy will and seed.
I gave in to the golden haired witch's desires and moved my body with more vigor and determination, and her hourglass body violently jerked forward as I thrust deeper, faster, and harder inside her sweltering tunnel. Samara tried to scream, but when my grip around her throat grew tighter, she gasped and panted wildly for breath instead. Soft, delicious moans resonated in her throat, and small, quick gasps escaped from her lips as I went deeper inside her. I could choke the life out of her right now, and I knew it wouldn't kill her, so the tighter I clutched onto her throat, the more she rocked her body against mine and gasped desperately for air. Do you like that? I panted as our bodies swayed in unison. Samara struggled to remain on all fours as I lifted one of my legs and adjusted myself, so I was able to fuck her even harder and faster. Her tight, sweltering walls clenched tighter around my throbbing cock, and I knew her pussy was about to reach an explosive threshold. Her walls were clamping furiously around me, and when my grip around her throat loosened, her body jerked wildly forward, and she screamed like a wild animal as I plowed swiftly inside her.
I am going to come. Oh, I can't hold back any longer.
So come, I grunted before I wrapped my hands around her long hair and roughly pulled her back. Come long and hard for me and scream my name.
Cole!
Samara shrieked, and I was sure the entire academy could hear us.
Master!
Her hot walls trembled around my cock and viciously squeezed my shaft until I exploded like a hose deep inside her. My vision blurred, my lungs burned desperately for air, and my cock continued to twitch deep inside her tunnel. Her greedy walls sucked me dry for every drop of cum I could offer her, and we both groaned with utter satisfaction before I slowly plopped out of her swollen, hot opening. I grinned when I saw thick white cum dripping from her opening, and I took a deep breath before I laid back down on the pillows and studied her submissive frame. She was still on all fours, and her legs and arms were trembling violently. But she was learning her place, and the spell of the pact was powerful on her. I hadn't told her to move, so she still remained as I left her. I took a moment to enjoy the view. But I also knew both of us had plenty of more fucking to do before the night was over. You can move now. I smiled. Come over here. Samara slowly turned around, and her cheeks were bright red. I could tell she wanted more, and when she looked down at my cock, I held back a grin when she licked her lips.
Master, may I please touch you again?
You may. I nodded. Then if you do well, you can ride me.
I love nothing more.
She breathed with wide, burning blue-green eyes. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and begin. Samara licked her lips, and when she was hovering over my cock, she slowly began to rub her hands up and down my shaft. I stared at her taut nipples, flat stomach, and perfect facial features as she purred with desire and moved her hands a little faster. Then I started to grunt with pleasure as blood coursed back down to my cock, and she locked eyes with me and then ran her long, hot tongue along my member. Fuck, I growled as I tossed back my head. Oh, you're getting better and better at this.
Do you like that, master?
Samara purred before she wrapped her lips around the tip of my cock and then wriggled her head down to my balls. Blood rushed down to my cock, and I tried to steady my rapid breathing. She was growing more eager by the second, though, and I knew if I didn't stop her now, she'd make me come everywhere. But that's not where I wanted to spray my seed. Stop! I ordered, and she gently pulled away from my throbbing dick. Then I smiled and positioned myself more comfortably on the pillows. Now, I want you to climb on top of me and slide down on my cock. Ride me like you would a stallion, and don't you dare stop until we both come. Understood?
Yes, with pleasure.
Samara purred before she hovered her bare pussy over my rigid pole. Her ocean-colored eyes were locked with mine as she slowly lowered her body down onto my rock-hard shaft. And when the tip of my cock slipped into her wet, wanting pussy, we both groaned with immense pleasure. Shit. I grunted before I grabbed onto her hips and guided her along my cock. Oh, fuck. Your pussy feels so fucking tight around my dick. Fuck, you're perfect.
And you're so thick and long, master.
Samara gasped before she tossed back her head and stared up at the ceiling.
I can feel you all the way inside me. Fuck more, master. Please don't stop fucking me.
In response, I bucked my hips upward and went deeper up and inside her sweltering tunnel. She slowly began to bounce up and down as her cheeks burned bright red and sweat trickled in between her breasts as she picked up the pace.
Master!
She panted as her breasts bounced up and down.
I need you to spray your seed deep inside me and fill me to the brim again. I need you.
If you keep moving like that, then I vow to fill you all the way up. I grunted as I plowed deeper inside her sweltering, sopping pussy. Oh, fuck! I vow to explode deep inside you. Oh, you're fucking incredible. Keep moving just like that.
Yes, master.
She gasped before I reached up, grabbed one of her full breasts, and pinched her swollen nipple.
Yes, master. Fuck her. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me.
Her cheeks deepened in color, and she began to bounce even faster along my length. Her walls clenched tighter around my cock with each quick spring. And when I pinched her butt even harder, her eyes went wide before she screamed with delight. She looked like she was possessed when she greedily gasped for air and tossed back her head. And then she stared up at the ceiling with glassy, unfocused eyes. You're so close. I grunted as her walls tightened around my rod. Oh, fuck, I can feel it.
I am.
She stuttered, and then she began to grind against my cock with all the speed and determination she could muster.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Her tight, sweltering walls clamped around my shaft like a bear trap, and when she looked down at me, she bit her lip and ground even faster against me. Then she shifted her body back a little, and again she started to eagerly bounce up and down along my pulsating length.
Cole!
She panted with her eyes squeezed tightly shut.
Master, I think I'm going to lose control.
Not just yet. Keep going. I ordered before I clung onto her hips and then dug my nails deeper into her skin. Samara wildly tossed her head back and forth as she jumped up and down, and when I guided her faster along my cock and bucked my hips upward, she screamed like she was dying. She bit down on her lip until she drew blood and then gasped for air.
I cannot back any longer, please, my master. Let me come.
Then come for me. Come as hard as you can, right fucking now. Samara screamed, and hot juices exploded from her pussy and dripped down onto my cock. I reached my own threshold, and with my nails deep in her skin, I gave her one more quick, hard thrust, and then exploded deep inside her. My head spun around in vicious circles, and her tunnel sucked me dry and demanded every drop. I gasped and grunted as I came down from the remarkable high, and my cock gave one final spurt of seed. We both took a long moment to catch our breaths, and when her breathing steadied, she slowly clambered off me and nuzzled herself beside me under the crook of my arm.
Co, that was amazing.
Thank you. I grinned. You were fucking fantastic as well.
Master. I think there is something you should know.
What is it? I asked as I sat up and stared into her bright eyes. You can tell me I'm your master now.
I know.
She said, without breaking eye contact.
Well, the lovemaking we just enjoyed.
Yes?
You have poured so much of your seed into me, and you are still hard.
Yeah. That's kind of how it is with my coven. I make love to them all night.
And, you pour that much sperm into each of them? Each time you climax, it feels like a gallon of your hot cream is spraying into my womb. And the taste of your seed, it is wonderful. I just want it all the time. I want your seed in my womb and in my mouth and all over my body. Tell me, has your coven asked to become pregnant yet?
I know they want children, but I have denied them because of this war.
Yes, this is making sense now.
Are you going to tell me what's going on?
Do you remember the final spell I cast when we were up in the Kingdom of Heaven? The one I made to bring everything down, but you stopped it from happening?
Yes, of course I do. Why?
That curse.
She continued, and there was this lively twinkle in her eyes.
It can never be broken by any Wicker. It's the most powerful incantation to ever exist, yet you were able to stop it. That can only mean one thing.
What? I said, and my heart was hammering with anticipation. What does it mean?
It means you must be the Antichrist.
She whispered, and her eyes were like an ocean storm.
You are Satan reborn. Between your absolute power over the dark arts and your insatiable passion, there can be no other explanation. You have taken a physical form in this existence to impregnate all your loyal witches with your dark offspring and finally destroy your enemies. I believe this is why the Elder Lord commanded me to kill you by any means necessary.
That can't be true. I could feel the blood drain from my face as I leaned back and tried to absorb what she just told me.
Tell me.
Samara whispered as she stroked my face.
What memories do you have? Were you born a child into this world, or an adult, ready to battle and impregnate women around you? And who did you first have contact with?
Theodora. She was there.
The ruler of Skolomance always has a place beside the Dark Lord. If I were to guess, she was the one to do the ritual that brought you into existence, and now she waits for your power to grow so that you can claim your legacy.
My heart felt like it was beating in my throat, and my stomach was twisted into knots. I wasn't sure how to feel or what to say, but what I did know was Theodora would have the answers to all my questions. If I was truly what Samara claimed, then there were countless inquests I had for the headmistress. She'd dodged many of my questions before, but now there was no way for her to elude them. If I was truly Satan reborn, that would mean I was the most powerful being to walk the realms, and I knew the Elder Lord would never stand for that. I also knew he would stop at nothing to see me destroyed, which meant this war was far from over. If anything, it was only the beginning. I must speak with Theodora, and this time she won't evade my questions. End of Book 9.